This week on our fashion special, our in-studio artist is the jewellery designer and earring maker, Renee Skelton. Renee has come in with a whole bunch of colours and chemicals, and I spoke to her a few times during the show, and those times, here they are, all put together for your ease of listening. I hope you really enjoy it. When she was a child, my next guest was always making and crafting. She had a thing for earrings, so she'd make her own from anything she could find. Now she's running her own wearable art business with a focus on, you guessed it, earrings. And I'm not talking dainty silver studs. Hers are colourful designs that make quite a loud impression. Renee Skelton recently moved up to Agnes Waters from Brisbane, but she's come back down again to join me today and join you as this week's studio artist. Renee, thank you so much for coming on to the art show.
Thanks for having me, Ed.
And for coming on for our fashion special.
Yes, I'm very excited about this. I'm very passionate about the subject. So
excellent. Then You will be our perfect guest. Now, let's get straight to it. You create from scratch these pretty large earrings. Some of them even fall below the shoulder.
I do. Some of them are probably mildly excessive, but I think that's my personality in general, really. So.
And people wear them? Like, it's not simply something you'd see in an art gallery?
No, not at all. In fact, I often try and make what I call a mid-size, which is still really large for most people, if I'm honest, but it's always the large pieces that sell out first, the ones that are really sought after, the ones that kind of hit the shoulders and really make a statement.
Yeah. And how come they don't pull the earlobe down too much? What do you make them from?
Yeah, so I'm a resin artist, and so resin can be really light, depending on how you cast it. I've kind of fine-tuned my technique over the last few years to make them almost what I call a featherweight earring, so an everyday, all-day earring. I know it sounds ridiculous that there's actually categories, but there really is. Just because I've mastered the technique, I've got them so light now that you can wear something that's really large and really kind of haute couture and over the top, but all day, every day.
Great. I want to talk about your process a little bit later on in the show, because we'll be able to talk to you a few times in the show. But the overarching theme of the designs that you create is Australiana, so flora and fauna particular to Australia. So can you maybe choose a couple of pieces to describe, just so that our listeners can really picture what you're making?
Yeah, of course. So I suppose my brand is called Concrete Jellyfish, and one of the first things that I created was a jellyfish. And I suppose that's because I grew up on the coast and at the beach, and often you'd be sitting on the dunes waiting to go swimming because you couldn't go swimming because there'd be jellyfish there. Yeah. And so a lot of my designs are, simple things, or things that you wouldn't naturally go to as maybe a thing of beauty, so like a jellyfish. Or I'm really drawn to birds as well, which is another key feature in all of my collections, like my kookaburra. So my kookaburra, I use an abstract shape for the black at the front, and then I have some bronze and I have some gold, and I do a little bit of hand painting to get those glimpses of the blues, because in nature, it's the subtleties that really make it quite magical.
How big is the kookaburra?
So this one here, I've actually got one in front of you, which is about 15 centimetres in length. And that's probably, I would say, a medium-sized earring. There's bigger than that, although you wouldn't believe it. And then there are smaller than that as well. But yes, that's the kookaburra.
Renee, can you explain what you have on the table in front of you?
Of course. So when you're casting resin, you have to have, I suppose, a mold or something to cast it in. So I have my silicone mold here, and then I have all my resins. I have my resin here, and I have all my colours and additives. So the additives are what kind of bring it to life. I kind of refer to resin as liquid rainbow, because you really can get whatever you want, whatever magical palette you think of. So I've got my inks and my pigments, and I've got some pigment dusts, and then you've got your paddle pop sticks, which are like a resin a staple if you're mixing.
You have a lot of them.
Yes, I do have a lot of them, because with colours, you can't mix your colours, can you? Yeah. It's kind of like a one-time use. I try and use both ends, and I try to moderate it so I'm not being wasteful. But there's some things you just do need a lot of.
Like, you really have a lot. It looks like you might almost have 100 there of your paddle pop sticks.
I think there's maybe. I haven't counted them out. I don't think I want to. Perhaps that is because it is mildly excessive. But you'll see, I won't use them all. I've put them out just in case.
Okay.
But yeah.
That's good. It looks good on the radio.
Oh, good. Okay.
Renee, I'm so excited to see what you're going to be making. Just very quickly, what are you going to be working on first?
So just moving up to Agnes Water, I was attracted to scientific illustrations because of like discovering and finding things. So I've actually found a little barnacle shell that has come off a boat that was on the beach. I've cast that and made that, I've poured that and made that into a silicon mold, and now I'm going to cast that with the resin. So they're the ones that I'm wearing. So you can turn a piece of nature, which is quite muted and dull, and I suppose people don't iconically see it as something very beautiful, and you add a bit of colour and a bit of pizzazz, and voila, you got magic.
Pizzazz and voila. I'm loving you already, Renee. Thank you so much. So I'll be able to talk to you in sort of about 20 minutes.
Sure. Yeah,
and for you listening, we'll be posting photos of Renee working away, pouring resin into her molds. So please follow us on Twitter. We're at Arts on RN, and also on the ABC Arts Instagram page. You are listening to the Fashion Special Art Show here on RM. My name's Ed Ayres, and I'm back now with our in-studio artist, jewellery designer Renee Skelton. Renee, what's going on? What are you doing?
So I've done my first pour into the mould, and thank goodness it worked out.
Okay, so what were you actually pouring?
So this one was, it's a polyurethane fast set resin. Because of the environment and the time of the show, I've had to use this one. It's really good. It can be temperamental and affected by humidity, but because we're in a controlled environment, it's on top of it as well. It's in its game. So I've mixed in my pigments, and I haven't used any inks in this one. I've just used some cream pigments and some powdered pigments. And so then I've poured them into the mold, and we've come up with these amazing kind of neon, fluoro, pink and orange. I'd almost call it like a pastel fluoro, if that's such a thing. Barnacles.
Yes. You know what it
Who
looks
knew
like?
They could ever look so good.
That's right. It looks like something from a Margaret Atwood novel.
Oh, okay, wonderful.
You know, that sort of it's from our world, but it's
otherworldly.
Changed. It's otherworldly. It's the most extraordinary neon
color. And I think
color.
That's one of my attractions to places like the reef and underwater. I feel like there's two worlds in this one world, and underwater really is almost like another planet, magical.
Something that strikes me about the way you work, Renee, is that you're extremely neat.
Oh,
that, you know, everything's very
measured.
Thank
you for saying this. My husband is going to be laughing hysterically on the other end, because he just, yes, I mean, I'm being very neat here. I'm being very good. In general, I wouldn't necessarily agree with that, but yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about your design. So you inspired by using Australian flora and fauna. You've paid homage to jellyfish, the kookaburra, even a particular bird, the plover bird?
Oh, the plover, which is amazing. The masked lapwing. And I think this is hilarious, because I get such mixed messages from it. I get some people messaging me saying, I am so petrified of this bird. Why have you made an earring? And then I get other people saying that they love the bird and that it gives them all of these beautiful memories of their childhood. And it's one of my most popular pieces.
Why are people scared of the plover bird?
Because it swoops. It's like a magpie, but bigger. And apparently it has these like poisonous kind of like, I don't know, gougy, pointy things on its feet that just come at you. But I've never experienced that. I don't know.
Wow, that sounds really terrifying. Now, you lived overseas for a while, right?
I have. I've kind of jumped. The past decade, I've been jumping around. I've lived in a few different places. I've lived in Thailand and the UK, which I love. I love. So I love your accent. I'm feeling really at home here. And then I have, where else? I've lived in Italy a couple of times. Which
and
is,
doing your work all the way there?
No, not. Well, I was doing different work. I've only been doing this professionally for 2 years now. But in Italy, actually, my husband's like, oh, you should tell the story. When I was living in Italy, I used to go down to the beach a lot with my daughter, Minnie, who's a delight, and she has red curly hair. I have to mention that. And we'd be sitting on the beach, and it was just at a place where a river from the up in the hills, because Jennifer, there's hills and the sea right there, would come down. So there was all these broken tiles that had been worked on by the sea, though, so they were kind of worn away. And so I started collecting these broken tiles and putting them into earrings. And so when I came back and I started to do this palace, like, see, it all started in Italy. He's all very proud of this.
Really, yes, right? So we've gone from tiles to barnacles.
It's one step.
It's clearly a journey that keeps emerging.
Right?
Yes. Okay, so Renee, I'll be able to speak to you at the end of the show.
Okay, and
I look forward to the next
process.
Yeah,
I'm going to pour more barnacles.
Excellent. Really, you could only be saying that on the art show.
Yeah, that's right.
So don't forget that if you're listening, our producer Wendy Love has taken a bunch of photos of Renee's process. So you can go to Twitter. Our handle is @artsonrn, and on the ABC Arts Instagram page.
You're listening to The Arts Show, coming to you from ABCRN, on air, on podcast, and via the ABC Listen app. Your host is Ed Ayres.
And I'm back again, finally, with Renee Skelton, our studio artist for this week and for our fashion special. Renee is a jewellery designer and maker specialising in earrings. Renee, what's been happening? What have you done now?
So I've pulled those, the first pour out, and I'm just slowly trimming them and fixing them up.
So this is the pour from the silicon mould. You've
from
put the resin
silicon
in.
Mold. Exactly.
The resin sets very quickly.
This one does. This isn't okay. The one that I use ordinarily. This is I use a slow set that actually takes 48 hours to set. So for 2 days, you're sitting there going, please work, please work. And sometimes it doesn't. And so then you have to start again. But that's fine too.
You're trimming
really
them.
Good.
So these are the barnacles.
The fluorescent barnacles.
And you have a very small pair of scissors.
I do have a very small pair of scissors.
And you're just taking off those little rough
bits. I'm
just
taking off the edges. Now, at home and in the studio, I would actually use a hobby tool. So it gets a bit more industrial.
Okay.
So I have some machinery and tools and stuff that I use. But in here, I'm using scissors.
Good. And you've poured another colour for the barnacles into the mould. What colour are these going to be?
So these ones are going to be like a fluoro pastel green and a blue. So I often play with, there's a few different natural colour combinations and I'm always drawn to a few, and some of them are like greens and blues, and then I do my pinks and oranges.
It's wonderfully vibrant. Just looking at those colours, you can somehow feel the vibrations.
It's like a unicorn.
That's right. Absolutely. Hey, so Renee, you have a couple of public art installations here in Brisbane at the moment.
I do.
One of them is called Desert Meets the Bush, Reef Meets the Rainforest.
Yeah.
Tell me about that one.
I was approached by the council to pitch, and I put in my idea, my concept, and they loved it, which I loved. And then so it's a large scale piece. It's all about wearable art and where culture, art and fashion collide. And I think that's a natural collision. I don't think there is any separation. So for me, what I did is I based it off Queensland landscapes. And so I've done some of our desert and then our bush and then the Dane Tree and the reef. So in the reef one, as an example, I have this giant rock that's fluoro. It's another fluoro piece of mine. I'm really into it at the moment. But so it's covered in all different fluoro resins. It's a styrofoam carving that I made, and I've covered that. And then it is adorned and decorated with, I have this kind of iconic, or I suppose my original coral shape, and it's just covered in this coral. So it looks like this beautiful underwater coral rock that's just kind of magically glistening in the Brisbane city in a glass
and
case.
Where can people see it?
Yeah, so it's on Edward Street. So there's two on Edward Street, just at the bottom of the mall, and then just outside Cartier Jewellery, just there on Edward Street. These big glass cases. So it's public art. I think that's amazing that the council's really gotten behind it, and especially fashion and art, because, I think it is sometimes overlooked, but, that's wonderful.
And you collaborate with other artists. Who are you collaborating with next?
Next there's actually a small artist, which I haven't announced yet, so I won't say, but her name's Holly. She's lovely and she's awesome. But leading up into NAIDOC Week, last year I did a collaboration with Rachel Saro, who's this amazing Gurang woman, which is from the Bundaberg region. She's like a contemporary Aboriginal artist and illustrator. She's a delightful human being to work with as well, so it was really easy and natural. And what we came up with, really, obviously, you can see that we have a good relationship because it just was a huge hit. And so we're doing that again for NAIDOC Week on Unity, which is really beautiful as well.
And where will people be able to see that work?
So that's online. So predominantly, so you just go to our website and our Instagram and you'll see them all filter through, and our new designs and the process and what we come up with.
Great. We'll have details about that on our website as well.
That sounds wonderful.
Renee, you just recently moved up north to Agnes Waters. So how is it being in this quieter space?
Oh, it's really freeing. Like, I think sometimes society and living in a city can be really overwhelming. And I think when you're trying to be creative, you do kind of need a little bit of space. And small children, let's be honest, you need a little bit of space.
Kids, right?
I've got two little ones, Giovanna and Minnie. So being up there, I feel like I'm tapping into a whole other side of my creativity. And I think just from this one little piece, my barnacle, even from a simple step, you can see that I kind of feel a bit more rejuvenated again, which is really nice creatively.
Renee, how do people react to your earrings? Because they're really so striking and pretty large and, well, they're magnificent.
Oh, well, thank you very much. I mean, not everyone thinks they're magnificent. Don't get me wrong. I mean, some people are a bit taken back and think they're maybe a bit too much. But other people really love them. And the one thing I love about them is that men actually really appreciate them, which was kind of something I didn't realize or think would happen. But I have a lot of like dudes coming up and saying, hey, I love those kookaburra earrings.
And is it correct that somebody got their ears pierced especially?
Yes. Oh, the lovely Julia. Thank you, Julia. And her husband is so cute now. He emails me to purchase presents for her constantly because she got them pierced just for Concrete Jellyfish, which is, I think, the biggest honour and compliment one could have.
Great. Renee, you've been a delightful guest and thank you for bringing all this sort of cornucopia of glorious things into the studio. It's going to make me look at earrings in a completely different way.
Thank you. Absolute pleasure. Thanks for having me.
It's going to make me look at barnacles in a different way as well.
They'll all be fluoro in your mind now.
That's right. Renee Skelton, a designer and maker of Australiana jewellery. You can find some of her wearable art at the Museum of Brisbane. And while you're in town, head over to Edward Street to check out her public art installations. And you can find links to Renee and her work on our website.